Good evening, this is Rabbi Mayevsky. Tonight we are learning Moshe Zelig and Rochel Devorah, and we wish well and to the family and everybody concerned. This week we know tomorrow night we read Eicha, and we read Yirmiyahu, and at the same time we've been listening to Parshas Devarim, we read the Shabbos Parshas Voschanan and Parshas Ekev. In fact, on Parshas Voschanan and Parshas Voschanan, we read it Monday morning. And what's unbelievable when I think about it, Nevi'im see things, as I've said previously, when they see something, it's as if it's happening right now. So they really know that this is something that's incontrovertible and will take place. And when that happens, it's a fait accompli in their mind, but yet they were given the job to tell Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva. It's a very difficult task. I don't know how Yirmiyahu goes through. God warns him, and Yirmiyahu tries to beg off the same way that Moshe tries to beg off. When Moshe finally realizes that his job is thrust upon him, that he has to do it after a week, God finally convinces him that this is a job that he was meant to do. We see in all of the Devarim, when we get to the Tochacha and Kisavo, and certainly the end, when Moshe makes one of his final speeches and he says, Acharei Mosi, ki ani yodati, ki acharei Mosi, ki ashreis tashrisun. Imagine him knowing all of this. And why would you think that many of us, teachers get burnt out and they lose their minds, and they many times, and when they know that there is no hope, sometimes they quit and they go on. And what was the point sometimes of telling people to start doing the right thing if you know for a fact that the end result will be fruitless and there will be nothing that happens until we believe in the Mashiach? We know for a fact that Moshe says all these things and he sees the future. He's predicting the Tochacha when he writes it in Bahar, and when he says it himself in Kisavo, he gives all the words of the Tochacha and he's explaining it in great detail. It's very frustrating. He knows this is what's going to happen. How does he continue all these 40 years knowing all these things? How do any of the Nevi'im continue if they know all these things? It seems like it, not only is it a thankless job, but it's a job that could certainly give you early burnout and frustration beyond belief. But it's very interesting. We see a phrase that's used for the first time after the Ma'aseh Egel. And when Moshe is pleading the case for Bnei Yisrael to God to forgive them, and he says, "Ki am tushei oref hu," and they are a stiff-necked people, and therefore, v'salachto lavoneinu chatoseinu unechaltanu, please forgive them. Now, what does that mean? We always take it to mean that a stiff-necked people means we're just very stubborn and we don't change our ways. But then if Amkushe Orep, why is it followed with the phrase Visolachto? Because they are a stiff-necked people, Visolachto, you should forgive them for all their sins. And what is the meaning of that? And the thought I had today was a very interesting one, which I see is corroborated by some Rishonim or later on. But what I mean is as follows. When Avraham Avinu takes on the thought process, when he comes to the realization that there is a God in heaven who's running the world, and God is very pleased, but he sets out to test him by giving him the Asor and the Sionos, Nisnasu Avoseinu, we know that Avraham withstood 10 tests. If you're a newborn Jew, so to speak, and God puts you all the things, certainly ending with Akedas Yitzchak, with all the things that he had to go through, and he just keeps on towing the line and keep on going through. Yitzchak follows him, and Yitzchak knows that here he is. You would think an ordinary person who would go through the Akedah would say, this is not what I signed up for. I've been such a good Jew and such a fine person, and not only do I survive the Akeda giving my life, and now I have to deal with a son the likes of Esau. Yaakov is even worse. He has one tzara after another, but he has this stubbornness that he never gives up. Regardless of what God throws in his way, he stands up and just rises above everything and keeps the pedal to the metal, and this is what he keeps on doing. He stays the course regardless of everything that he has gone through. He is the epitome of Kishei Oref. He's stubborn. The Jews that have been through all the tzaras that we went through, the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni, and so many problems that we had afterwards, whether it's the Chelmnitsky massacres, whether it's all the crusades that they had to endure, the Geirus Sfarad in 1492 and in 1497, and so much more recently World War II, with the Holocaust of 6 million Jews. And certainly many Jews lost their way. And I entitled it today, Is Why We Survive and Why So Many People Fade Away. The average person, other people who are less than stubborn, when they go through all these things, all the people of the other countries, the indigenous Americans, the American Indian that we have today, where are all the tribes? Very little is left. Their culture has gone, pretty much everything. The Incas, the Mayas, they were around for 1,000 years. The Aztec, the Mitraeum that they wore, the old country, the old culture that they have is no longer. The Roman Empire has certainly gone by the wayside. The Hellenism has fallen into disrepair. The country of Greece is not what it was thousands of years ago. Neither is the city of Rome in Italy. It bears no resemblance to the Rome of the Roman Empire. Where have all these people gone? They blended in with society. They became part of either Western civilization or the Eastern religions. They've melded. They became a melting pot of their cultural surroundings. While many Jews lost their way, it is only the Jews who were stubborn, the 12 million Jews who were stubborn that we have today, that in the face of all the things, of all the tzaras that we go through, and we still retain our identity to be Jews, those of us who are listening to Ashir tonight, who will fast on Tisha B'Av, who will fast on Yom Kippur, regardless of all the trouble. There are people who are sick and really doctor's orders are not to fast, and yet they do, because psychologically it would be reprehensible in their own mind. They couldn't even forgive themselves if they didn't adhere to the precepts of the Torah. They put on their tefillin every day. They go to shul 3 times a day, or they do as much as they can, but they retain their Jewish identity. This is what we mean by Am Kishei Oref. We are indeed a stiff-necked people, but the stiff-necked people goes both ways. It's certain people who lose their way and will not change their ways back to Frumkeit, but what keeps us going is that we are all, the reason we survive today is, the fact is, we are a stiff-necked people. But that's what retains our existence. We survive because we are a stiff-necked people. How could anybody possibly survive after the Holocaust of World War II? And we see it rising again today. And we rise up and we try to organize organizations. How, if we read the New York Times week in and week out and see all the articles and watch how the anti-Semitism grows again in the world, and yet we stand steadfast. and we pray during the 9 days, and when it, tomorrow night we go to shul and read Eicha, we remember the Churban. We don't forget, and we don't say we have to move on. I had one situation when I was telling somebody that I had to cancel a shul function because somebody erroneously made a reservation in a hotel for the shul during the 9 days. And when somebody asked me, why did I cancel it? What's this all about? When I explained it to him, for 2,000 years ago, this particular thing happened. The temple was destroyed. He said, 2,000 years ago, get over it. The fact remains, the reason we survive is that those of us who keep our religion, we don't get over anything. We are a stiff-necked people. And when Moshe says, Hine am kashe oref hu, and his message to God is, you don't have to worry. They are a stiff-necked people. They will not blend in with society. They may wax and wane through time. They will never go away. There will always be a sufficient amount of Jews who will adhere to their teaching, who will listen to the Torah. We're a stiff-necked people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, V'solachto lavoneinu chatoseinu nechaltanu. Because there are those of us who will continue to remain from and keep the Torah, I beg of you, our future we will hold fast. We will survive all of these tzoras because nothing could stand in our way that we fade away like all the other cultures that have in the past. May this be our last Tisha B'Av. May this year we fast and do it with the right intention. What we have to do is think about it, just spend the day introspection and think about how we can make ourselves better, how we can make those around us better, and keep a civil tongue. We have so many people from so many different walks of life, whether it's in Israel or America or England, but we are one person. We are all one. And the reality is, it's the stiff-necked people that keep us going. May we continue to be a stiff-necked people, and that is what will carry us through time until the days of Mashiach. Have a good evening. Have a relatively easy as possible fast, and may Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. If this is the last Tisha B'Av, and we finally are Zocha to see the Gula Shalema, then it will truly be a comfort to all of us that deserve it because we are listening to all these shiurim. We go from one shiur to the next. I'm sure most of us listen to many shiurim, and that's what keeps us going. Keep up the Am Kishei Oref. Thank you and have a good evening.